Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Charles Whelan back on the show. Charles is has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last many years. He's a senior lecturer and policy fellow at the Rockefeller Center at Dartmouth College. He may have a new assignment that I'm not up to date on yet. He is formerly at the University of Chicago. That's when we first met him. He's the author of Naked Money, also Naked Economics, also 10 and a Half Things No Commencement Speaker Ever Said. He's a big thinker, folks. He's our good friend, Charles Whelan. Welcome back.
Hey, good to be with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. Charles, you've got you're concerned, rightfully so, I think, about the national debt. A lot of people are. A lot of people say that they're concerned about it. A lot of people throw around, what are we going to do about the national debt? Like they say, yeah, we're going to create jobs. And they, number one, the people who say that don't know how to create a job. Number two, the people who say that about the national debt have no interest in controlling the national debt. But we're sitting on a ticking time bomb, aren't we?
We are, and it's ticking a little more loudly than it was in the past. There are a whole series of things that are coming together and will continue to come together in decades ahead.
Let me put it in perspective real quick. Folks, when I started doing my show 20 years ago, the national debt was around, what, a couple trillion, something like that? In 2007, I'm going to say, 2006, it was about $5 trillion. Now it's over $20 trillion.
And I think that those are just such huge numbers, it's hard to get your mind around. I think when you think of it as a percentage of GDP, it's marching steadily to over 100% of GDP.
It's more than one-to-one, yes. No, that's right.
Yeah, which means that if we worked for an entire year, it would take everything we produced to pay that down. Now, obviously, we can't do that. The other thing that's quite alarming is this is all, of course, before the baby boomers march fully into retirement.
Right.
We have spending that's heavily tilted towards health care and retirement benefits for old people. A lot of that is off the books. So, for example, the future retirement checks that we owe in terms of Social Security or the Medicare
right.
spending, that's not debt, but it is unfunded obligations.
Contingent liability.
Absolutely. And I think most people out there really would like to get their Social Security check. So the combination of demographics, in the case of Social Security, you've got a shrinking workforce, so fewer people paying into the system. In the case of health care, you've got costs that are completely out of control. And then I think this last piece is you have a Congress, and I think both parties contribute to this kind of spending.
A political class is the word you want to use.
The way the Republicans and Democrats have compromised is that the Democrats have said, all right, well, we'll get some spending and you'll get some tax cuts. But those are that's one place you probably don't want them compromising because together
– both parties are drug addicts.
Yeah, in different ways. You know, they kind of agree on defense spending, which is still spending. And for some reason, people seem to get it in their mind that if you spend it on defense, it doesn't count as spending. But it's still you still got to pay it. And that plus the entitlements, I mean, sadly, on the discretionary side, kind of things we often think of as government. So research on dementia and highways and schools and things that make us more productive, infrastructure, that's actually frozen or shrinking. So it's both the size of the debt.
There's a couple of ways
and
to think
we're not,
about. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Charlie.
Go ahead.
Finish up.
Well, I was going to say that we're not spending on things that are likely to make us more productive as a nation down the road. So we're spending a lot of money, but it's mostly on benefits for people whose productivity
right.
is behind them.
We're not getting an investment. We're buying something. It would be like a family buying a consumable rather than investing in something that would make the home more valuable. So we're a couple of ways to think about it is that the GDP thing you talked about earlier, Charles. We're more than one to one. We were, and now Japan has a higher ratio. Theirs is worse than ours, and other countries are too. But we're moving toward them. We have more national debt than we have GDP, and that's one way to look at it, which is not good. And another way that some people look at it, Steve Forbes on my show continues to point out, I'm not saying he's not concerned about the national debt, but he continued to point out that the U.S. net worth is tens of trillions of dollars, many trillions of dollars. So we're still, from a standpoint of asset to liability, we're still at a pretty good ratio. But you and I both know, if I owe as much money as my revenue is for my company, my bank is not going to loan me any more money.
Right. And I would say to Steve Forbes, I had Judd Gregg, former senator from New Hampshire, who's always been a budget hawk, come into my class, and he points out that the when you add the contingent liability, it pretty much gets to all of our net worth.
That's the part.
At that point, it swallows it all.
That's exactly right. That contingent liability, folks, is out there. We come back, we're going to talk about what would the interest be on the national debt if the interest were back to where it was, let's say, for an average of the last 50 or 60 years. Charles Wigman and I will be right back. It's 2010. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.